Wonderful. God's a good God.
Yes, he is. All right, it's good to see everybody out there this morning. If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me into Proverbs chapter 4? Proverbs chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. The wise man Solomon wrote all these proverbs. God gave him wisdom far above all wisdom in this world, the natural world. Amen. Very smart, intelligent man spiritually. Thank God. With God's help this morning, I want to teach on the Word of God. God's good book, the Holy Bible. God's good book, the Holy Bible. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, and that goes for daughters, my son, attend. Attend in the Hebrew means to prick up the ears. Listen to this. Prick up the ears and take heed.
Yeah.
To give your whole divided attention to. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I'm going to have Mary come up here and help me. While she's coming,
praise be to God.
I want you to turn in your Bibles, go to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. Now this morning we're dealing with the Word of God. God's Word is called His commandments, His law, His precepts, His statutes, and His judgments. God's Word is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus said, my words shall not pass away. Keep your mind on the Lord this morning. Hallelujah to the Lord. We'll never make it to God's good heaven without direction.
Amen.
We could never serve God unless we knew what His Word said.
Right,
ain't you glad that He gave us a roadmap this morning?
Amen.
He gave us His laws. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Amen. Right.
The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. By them we escape the snares and the pitfalls of sin. We must have God's Word, and the entrance of His Word giveth light. Without His Word, without the commandments, we walk in darkness. Hallelujah to the Lord. Now notice, we'll go over here in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy. Look now, chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what?
All
thine heart, and with all thy soul. And with all thy might, and these what?
Words.
These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. God's a saying, I don't want you just to think about them, but I want you to dwell and meditate in them and get them down in your heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Teach them. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, talk about God, talk about his word, read the scriptures, and when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when you leave thy house and walk by the way, and when thou liest down, when you go to bed of a night, and when you rise up, when thou risest up in the morning, think about my laws, think about my word, think about my commandments, and get them down in your heart. Listen, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land, which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fieldest not, wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantedest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God. Hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. God wants all of our heart. What the Lord is saying, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bring you into a good land, a land flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to give you houses you didn't build and gardens you didn't plant. I'm going to give you all the good things, but beware lest you forget where your blessings come from and walk away from my word. So what does God say? He said, let my commandments, hallelujah, my statutes be as frontlets between thine eyes and up on thy hand. Hallelujah to God. You know what Israel did? They took God's laws and wrote them down on parchments of paper and rolled them up with the Ten Commandments and put them in a little leather box with little leather straps and tied it on their arm. Hallelujah. And put it in a little leather box and tied it around their head and put it between their eyes. What is God saying? Your head, my word shall be between your eyes. It is to fill your mind. Everything you think about and the direction you go in life with all of your plans and all of your goals, every decision that you will make, always keep my word in the forefront of your mind and you will be blessed. I don't want to forget what God's given me and what he has blessed me with. Hallelujah. Most of all that he saved me in 1974. You know what has kept me down these 47 plus years? It's God's good book, God's holy written word, inspired by the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven. It's our road map. Hallelujah. It's bread when we're hungry. It's a light in the middle of the darkness of night. The word is a fire. I said the word is God. It's to our feet this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. All the way, all the time you go through life, listen, no matter what you look at, no matter what you face, any kind of situation, any kind of decision, we make choices every day. We choose to serve the Lord. We choose to keep his word. And God's just saying, when you go through life, my son, keep your eyes and think about my word. Hide it down in your heart. What was it, David of old? He said, Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I my Lord sinned against thee. The word hid in the Hebrew means to store up, write them down, and read them, and put them in a little box, and put them on your forehead. And when you go through life, think about my word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So what is your hand?
What is your hand?
Why the hand? For to think upon him. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his meditation is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditated in it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. But the wicked are not so, but they're like the chaff that the wind driveth away. The ungodliness shall not stand in the way of judgment. Come on. Hallelujah. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. But the righteous hath an everlasting foundation. Raise your little hand and praise him. What makes us different? What makes the church different? It's God's word. Hallelujah. Begotten. Born again by the word of God and the spirit of the Lord. I've got it. Hallelujah. Come on, raise your other hand. I got it in my mind. I'm planted by the river. I don't belong to this world anymore. The Lord delivered me and transplanted me. Hallelujah.
God has your way, Lord.
Your hand. What your hands represent?
What they represent?
My words. Everything you set your hands to do in life, don't forget my word.
Right. Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Let them direct you. Yes. Your hands are always before you. God knew what he was doing. Your labor and your works, the things you handle in life, the things you partake in, the things you reach to, the things that are around you, remember, put me first. Hallelujah. When I say thou shalt not, don't touch it. When I say thou shalt, hallelujah, keep my word and obey it. There's a lot of things in this world that'll defile you. Remember, when you go through life, keep the word of God. It'll sanctify you. It'll keep you from the pitfalls and the snares of sin. The word of God will preserve you. It'll keep you pure. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
God's word.
Bless you, Lord.
Keep thou heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. I tell you what, when I first got saved, man alive, you could come up to me and just say, Jesus, I bawled and cried, tears just rolled right down my face.
Bless him, Lord.
I try to testify, get them stammering lips, and just weep and tell people, I love you, Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, God, would you bring us back, Lord, to that first love? Bring us back, Lord, to that first desire that we had. I remember Mommy wanted me to take her to H.L. Green up there in Huntington, West Virginia, back in the 70s. Well, even before I was saved, I gloriously gave my heart to God. Mommy said, would you take me up there? I forgot the other store. She'd go up there on 4th Avenue, 3rd Avenue. I'd carry my Bible. Didn't know much about the word at all. And I'd carry my Bible. Mommy would be in there in the store and I'd be witnessed out on the sidewalk. I'd tell them, hey, you know what happened to me? I got saved. Jesus saved me. Hallelujah. I used to be on drugs and alcohol, but Jesus saved me. Praise the Lord. I had a love in my heart, Brother Jason. And I just wanted more of him.
Yes.
Never forget that glorious day. Never, never forget that glorious joy when I first came to Jesus. It's a joy the world will never give you. The world don't have peace like Jesus has. Praise the Lord and praise Him. The best thing, the sweetest thing that I ever did was run to God and say, Jesus, I want you as my Savior. Praise the Lord. What are you handling in life? What are you handling? What is it that's in your mind and in your heart that you handle in life? What direction are you walking in this morning? Who are you following?
Come on, brother. Bless you.
Are you in the congregation of the dead?
Bless you.
Do you follow the sinners? Is that your company? Nobody. I came out of it and I joined the blood-bought band. I joined the church of the living God, poured into it. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes. Praise God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Do you really realize this morning? You know, if we would do what this scripture right here in the house, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, teach them diligently to your children, talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down when you go to bed, and when you rise up when thou risest up. Write them upon the post of your house when you come into the door frame. Write them. Write them upon your gates. When you swing the gate open and you start in, write them on the gates, entering into your property. I'm telling you what, we need God's word right now more than we've ever needed it. Hallelujah. I believe that we would not have such dysfunctional families. I don't believe we would have strife and drugs and alcohol and cursing and murder and violence in the homes if we would just take the Word of God and let it be everything to us.
Yeah. Woo. Amen. That's the truth.
Do you really, really realize how blessed you are to have God's Word?
Right.
We're going to go somewhere.
Bless Him, Lord.
Do you know what you hold in your hand? How many carried it with you this morning?
Bless him.
Or maybe you had it here.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
You carried that roadmap with you right in your car. God's holy book lies on many, many, many coffee tables in homes all across America. Holy God. Don't ever let the dust stack up on your Bible. Don't do it. Don't let it build up.
Come on, brother.
Listen now.
Amen.
Do you love it?
Amen.
Do you love it?
Yes.
You love it.
It graces my home. I've got Bibles all through my house.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
My study, I've probably got 10 or 12, 15 Bibles in my study. King James Version. Praise God. Do you love it? Do you cherish it? Do you read it? Do you read God's law and God's word? Does it thrill your heart? Listen, when you pick up your Bible, here we go, you are holding the heart of God in your hand.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! Lord, have mercy. Glory, glory. When you pick it up and hold it, you're holding God's heart right in your hand. God gloriously saved me in 1974, and He called me to teach and preach His Word 4 years later in 1978. Brother George, He put a longing down deep in my heart. He put in me an insatiable desire for the Word of God. I hungered and I thirsted for it. Hallelujah. And if I can just get it in you this morning, if I can get you to fall in love with this good book this morning, I believe I've done my duty. If I can get you to love it and read it and get it in your heart, I believe I fulfill the duty that God's called me to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Listen now. Oh, God. I had an insatiable desire. I remember, Brother Jason, Mom and Dad, when I first got saved in 74. Mary and I got married in 79. I first got saved. Mom had a washroom there on the back of the house. It was attached to the house, but it was all concrete. And if you walk from the kitchen straight through like this, into that washroom, you walk right straight to the end of it and down here up the end. It was as long. It might have been 8-12 foot wide shutter, washer, and dryer there. I had such a desire, and I know who gave it. I know who put it in there. I'd go over there, and I'd bow down on that concrete with on my knees and bury my face right there next to her washer and dryer. And I'd say, Jesus, I love you. God, I praise you.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for saving me. And my prayer for weeks and months was, and for years, God, would you give me wisdom? God, would you give me knowledge? God, would you fill me with understanding? I'd go back the next day, every day, and I'd say, Jesus, would you give me wisdom and give me knowledge and give me understanding? I am what I am today. I am where I am today because of his sweet grace that he put down in my heart and drew me. I had a desire for God. I had a desire to pray and seek the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. He gave me wisdom and knowledge and understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. How many in the house wants more knowledge? Hey, God, I want the mind of the Lord. Brother Jason, I want the mind of the Lord. I want his mind to be in my mind. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Your answer this morning, I felt the Lord sweep over me. Your answer this morning is the word of the living God. Get it in your mind. Read it. Meditate in it. It'll make you strong. It's food for your soul. It's direction for your feet. There's power and there's victory in God's holy word.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way.
You that have your Bible in your hand. How many's got it near you right now? Whew. Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hold it up, hold it up, hold it up. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Yes. All right, look at this, look at this, look at this. Hallelujah. You that have a Bible in your hand, you are holding the heart of God.
Yes.
You are holding his will.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are holding his love.
Yes.
You are holding his affections for you.
Amen.
You are holding his desire for you, your now and your future, right in the palm of your hand. It's God's love letter, written in red, written in the blood of the Lamb. You are holding his covenant. You are holding every promise. Hallelujah, yea and amen. The promises of God, yeah, hold them right in your hand. Well, glory to God. Can you imagine that? It is God's love letter. Hallelujah. Whoever would have thought and believed that you could hold an omnipotent, all-knowing, all-powerful God and Creator right in the palm of your hand. Well, glory. I hold him. Hallelujah. I want him in my heart. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, blessed
Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
Pick up your blessed Bible every day and every night. Read it and cherish it.
Every day and night.
If you'll do that, the God of your Bible, the author of this Bible, will get right into your heart. And he'll bless you and he'll fight your battles. He'll come through. He'll supply your needs right here.
Bless
you, God. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lord.
Bless my brother. Touch him, Jesus.
So we hold the heart of God in our hand.
Yeah.
The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. The word is nigh thee, nigh thee. My Jesus, my Jesus. It's close to you. Oh, God, the voice. Now, number two, when you pick up your Bible and when you hold it down in your hand, and you open the lids of it, you're opening, you're holding the voice of God.
Right.
How can God deal with you? How can He talk to you? How can He lead you?
Yes.
How can He direct you if you don't pick this up and read it?
Right.
There's a voice. Listen, there's a voice out of there. Lord.
Come on, brother.
Open the lids of it. The voice gets louder and louder and louder.
Yes.
Holy, holy. Jesus said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and shut to thy door and pray to thy Father that is in secret. And the Father that seeth in thee in secret shall reward thee openly. There is nothing any better, any sweeter, my Lord, is to go into my study and open this right here and begin to read it. Hallelujah. And keep it right in my lap. Hold it in my hand. I'll go embrace it to my chest and begin to pray. Pull these glasses off, Sister Missy, and the tears flow. This is what's keeping me. This is what's keeping me. This is what's taking me through. This is what's feeding me. This is what's supplying my need. I don't care how much the devil tempts you and tries you. I don't care what kind of battle you're up against. The answer is right here. I said your victory is right here. All you need is the voice of the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him. I need to hear from God.
Yes, praise God. Praise God.
Speak to me, Jesus. Lead me and guide me. Open the lids of my word and read it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we hold the heart of God. Now we hold the voice of God. Lord, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is mighty. The voice of the Lord calls the hinds to have their little ones out in the field. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness and the forest. The voice of the Lord breaketh the great cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Don't you tell me ain't got power.
God.
Woo! Hallelujah to the Lord, my God.
God bless Him, Lord.
Oh, God. Jesus.
You hold God's voice in your hand.
Yeah.
When you open the cover of it, the Spirit of God that inspired it begins to speak to you personally. It's a personal salvation that you're going to have to work out on your own.
Amen.
We must work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
This is a personal. Everybody, I cannot answer to you for you. My mom and daddy is gone now. God called them to heaven. They left me here. I'm the only child. They left me here. And I want to be with them in heaven one of these days. And I want to hold on to the word of God, till I get there.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Listen. If you don't read your Bible, God can't talk to you. How many has ever needed an answer from the Lord? Yes. I know God speaks through the preacher that is anointed, through the preaching of the Word of God. I know the Spirit will deal with you, the Holy Ghost will deal with you to draw you. But you need the Word of God. How many's ever you was searching for a certain thing. You was searching for the right way to do the right thing. You needed guidance. You needed confirmation from the Lord about something in your life. A choice or a decision. open your Bible and read it and pray. And God will surely come through and He'll answer you. The Holy Ghost will talk to you and point you in the right direction. You will hear the voice of God calling you. You'll hear Him speaking to you in every verse, chapter, and line.
Yeah.
He'll not let you go astray. He'll warn you and direct you, and He'll keep you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Oh, sweet God, glory, glory. I remember when I was first saved, I could not read the Word of God enough. Everywhere I went, I'd sit in the car, I'd read the Bible, I'd carry it in the restaurant. I'd sit there and eat and read my Bible. That was a hunger that I had. Glory to God. Up there at the plant in the extrusion department, I run a 14-inch saw. My desk was directly behind me with all of the paperwork. Big metal desk, and you pull the drawer out right here. But I take my papers and I'd have to feel out the length of those big rods I cut and everything that I did to them. What I ended up with when I cut the ends all 14 inches in diameter, I'd run it up, bring the big clamps down on the top of it, clamps in on the side of it where it couldn't move. And I'd measure about this much out on the end and cut the bad end off of that metal. While the metal, big old carver run them blade, that big Norton blade would come down through it, and that blade was about that thick, and they stood about this tall. Big old motor, big huge 440 motor that turned that big old wheel, turned the water valve on, and the water come down, and it would slowly cut right through that big metal. And while it was, they was right behind me on up was a big 30-inch saw, and there was a man that worked that. Right straight around from me, there was other machines all around me. And I'd pull that old desk drawer out like this right here, and I'd open my Bible. Freshly saved. I'll never forget it. God brought it to me whenever I was preparing this lesson. And I'd read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, my goodness. I'd read Psalms and Proverbs. One day I was reading that old blade's loud. I'm telling you, it's loud, cutting through that metal. I felt a peck on this right shoulder right here. I looked around, old Homer Fletcher, never forgot his name. Short man, stocky, older guy. He said, Tommy, you're going to be a preacher.